Walking is fantastic to get yourself moving, fresh air, vision, vitamin D, like get outside, but it's not going to show you the results you're looking for.
Oh, and a 4G internet lets you save. Who cares?
Welcome to a brand new edition of Ageless Energy, where we talk about how to burn fat, increase energy, and balance hormones for women over 40. Over the past 20 years as a performance coach, I've worked with hundreds of women that have the exact same struggles you do. I hope to shine some light with this podcast on what can be the most challenging time of your life and let you know there is hope. Find success with your health and what you're looking for. Please share and enjoy. Good morning, everyone. My name is Drew Tadia, founder and CEO of True Form Life, and we are rocking it today. I'm going to talk about burning belly fat myths. So I'm going to Google how to burn belly fat. I'm going to tell you what's true and what's false, and I'll tell you why. Back to who we are. This is a slightly different series that I'm putting together. And if you're unsure, we've been working with women for over 20 years. So women 40 plus to help them increase energy, burn body fat, and balance hormones. So if that's you, you're in the right place. And if that's not you, you're certainly welcome. But that's who we are and what we do. So I don't imagine this is going to be too long. But if you have questions, feel free to ask and I will answer for you. Okay. Let's get into it. So when I Google, this is not an ad for Google, how to burn belly fat for women. I thought this would be fun because I feel like there's some truths here, but there's a whole lot of nonsense. Okay. How can women lose belly fat fast? Okay. 8 ways. Let's go over some of these. Try curbing carbs instead of fats. Okay. I would say this would be a good idea. However, it's not just any carb that you're cutting. So this is basically saying cutting carbs. And I'm saying make sure you're cutting the right carbs. I'm a fan of, like, we teach and we believe in balancing macros, which means you are consuming healthy carbs. So a lot of people just cut out carbs completely. And I think that's probably a mistake, for lack of a better term or word. So I would not consider cutting all of your carbs. I would make sure that you're adding the proper carbs. The proper carbs are your complex carbs, so slower digesting. If you're not sure what those are, comment below and I'll explain those in the comments. Okay, think of an eating plan diet. I actually like this one. Not a big fan of diets. Actually, I'm not a fan of diets at all. We don't teach dieting. I think diets are usually short-term. Diets do exactly what they say they do. They offer short-term results. And if you're looking to diet, you're going to get short-term results instead of changing your lifestyle. Keep moving. That's a tough one. Like, what does that mean? Not super helpful. There's certain movements like resistance training that will help you burn body fat. Cardio likely won't. And there's different levels to that comment, but let me come back to that. Lift weights, great. Often, terribly generic. Depending on what your goals are and what you're looking to do, like just lifting weights is not going to burn belly fat. What you're trying to do is build lean muscle. So that's certainly important. When you're looking at burning belly fat, a lot of times people think they should just do endless cardio and that's going to do it. I would say that's false. Number 5 they have listed here is become a label reader. Not a bad idea. Start reading your ingredients, paying attention to what you're putting in your body. We're a big fan of clean ingredients. So understand that understanding how to read ingredients, which ingredients you're looking for, which to stay away from. That's a tough one. This is obviously a very brief overview. We actually have a PDF of what ingredients you should stay away from. This is specific for supplements. So if you're supplementing, if you take any type of vitamins, there's certainly 100% ingredients you should be staying away from. If you want that PDF, comment below and we'll send it over. Moving away from processed foods, great idea. Why not? Focus on the way your clothes fit in more than reading the scale. Yeah, great idea. I think the scale is a good overview or a long-term gauge. Certainly not every single day. Don't be weighing yourself on a daily basis. I would say that's probably a bad idea. Certainly not the right focus. I would level up and say focus on your not so much tasks, but actions. Like focus on the workout, like getting your workouts in. Focus on getting your meals in. And then it says hang out with health-focused friends. What a fantastic idea. Finding a supportive community and making sure you have like minds that are all working together or working towards a common goal. That will fast track your results without question. That will also help continually remind you of what, like, what mission you're on, because other people are talking about it, asking questions, etc. I'm just going to scroll down, and there's a couple other ones here. John Hopkins Medicine, 8 Ways to Lose Belly Fat, is what burns the most belly fat? Okay. Aerobic exercise includes any activity that raises your heart rate, such as walking, dancing, running, or swimming. This can also include doing housework, gardening, and playing with your children. Other types of exercise, such as strength training, Pilates, yoga, and also can also help you lose belly fat. Okay. That tells us nothing. Let's see. Okay, let's break this down. Walking. Often I'll hear someone say, like one of our clients will say, I didn't get my workout in, but I went for a walk. And I'm like, that's great, but that's not going to help you see the results you're looking for. Walking is fantastic to get yourself moving, fresh air, vision, vitamin D, like get outside, get some sunshine, fresh air, etc. But it's not going to show you the results you're looking for. I can just about guarantee it. There's different, like, you can use walking for different reasons and purposes, active recovery, lymphatic drainage even. There's a lot of different benefits, but you're not going to see direct belly fat burning from walking.
One of the things I would like to ask of you guys is that some of you know that I don't run ads on this show and don't plan on in the immediate future. So the only ask I have for you is that you help us spread the word so we can help more women burn body fat, increase energy, and balance their hormones. And the only way that we can do that is if you can rate and review this podcast. So the single thing that I could have you do or could ask of you is to leave a review. It'll take 5 minutes or one swipe of the thumb. It would mean the absolute world to me. And more importantly, you could change the world for someone else. As many of you know, there's plenty of women that struggle in this age group for balancing hormones, increasing energy, and burning body fat. So if you could help spread the word, that would make a big difference in our life and probably someone else's as well.
Same thing with gardening. I tell our clients, like, okay, so when you garden, the action of gardening equals food, right? So you're gardening, you harvest, you water, you weed. Obviously, well, in most cases, you're planting the seeds first, you're watching it grow. We're big fans of gardening. So, but you garden for your outcome is to get food, is to harvest food eventually, right? So it doesn't add up if you do the opposite, right? Like, so if you're gardening, you shouldn't expect yourself to burn body fat. Like in this particular case, and we're talking about burning body fat or burning belly fat for women, you wouldn't garden and expect to burn belly fat. You would garden and expect to gather food, right? It's the same thing with exercise. You wouldn't exercise and then expect to get food. Obviously, it doesn't make sense, but we're trying to replace one type of action to get the similar result, and it doesn't happen that way. So gardening is not going to help you burn body fat, belly fat. Playing with your kids, maybe, if they're fast and you're sprinting after them, but probably not what you're looking for. Strength training will help you burn body fat, 100%. Pilates, yoga, depends what type of yoga, and Pilates probably will as well. It would just depend on your full program. So, and what's this last one? Running, cycling, brisk. Okay, I think that's probably enough. I'm going to jump on here more regularly to bust myths and tell you the truths about Googling. There's nothing wrong with it. And I'm not getting paid for advertising Google. We can use other search engines, but I feel like a lot of people are search engine smart. They're just like, oh, let me Google this. And then they repeat the answer that they find, which I kind of want to bust for you. I want to myth bust that, because a lot of times we search something one time and it's not, and we just keep looking for the answer we want to find, and it's not actually the truth. So hopefully that gave you an idea of how to, this one says how to burn belly fat for women in particular. So thank you guys. I'm out of here. Just want to do a quick one. Hopefully that was helpful, and we'll see you at another one. Bye guys.